This is the Friendship File, where we flip open the blueprints behind some of the world's most important relationships, the ones we have with our friends. Two friends have each been sent the same set of questions. They've recorded their responses on their own and without consulting. Here is the combination of their answers. This time, Angel and McKenzie.
My name is Angel.
McKenzie.
I live in Trinidad.
In the state of Florida.
I'm 37 years old. McKenzie has been my friend.
Angel.
More than 20 years.
Since 1995.
Describe the very first moment you remember seeing them.
The first time I saw McKenzie
was in Form 1 in secondary school.
So I would have seen him in assembly.
We were in two different classes and
my first impression was this guy is a show-off.
My friends didn't like Angel friends. So we kind of met.
I did not like him at first.
In an uncomfortable situation.
When did that click happen? The moment you thought, yeah, I like you.
I'm not exactly sure when it clicked.
Angel and I clicked in Form 3.
Probably 2 years after being in the school.
We realized that we had more in common than we thought.
There was the understanding that while we're both unique, we're very much similar.
And we disliked each other because our friends disliked each other.
What is your thing? The thing you do when you get together?
My thing is airplanes. Our thing in terms of Angel and I,
we have conversations when we get together.
We sit and we talk about past experiences.
It's the biggest highlight. It feels as the
present and future plans.
That's what we do.
For both ourselves and our family.
We have conversations.
What are your nicknames for each other?
Angel doesn't have a nickname. I just call him Angel or Jones.
So McKenzie's nickname is Box.
My nickname is Box.
That name came from us being in the library. The librarian is packing out some books. And
it
then
went to me by Angel when we were in school.
After she's completed, she turns around and bumps into her desk and the box falls out of her hand and squarely on McKenzie's head. And from that day on, yeah, he was labeled Box.
What is their best quality?
Angel's best quality is his temperament.
McKenzie's biggest quality is his persistence.
He has the ability to maintain a very, very calm posture, a lot of composure, even in difficult or frustrating situation.
And his confidence, most definitely.
What is it about them that drives you mad?
He has a tendency to be a little bit persistent.
Crazy is his persistence.
It's good, but
then his confidence.
When I don't feel like doing something, it could sometimes make me feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Because with it comes the loud mouth of, I did it. I told you I could. I told you I would.
What do you think it is about you that drives them mad?
I think I'm a procrastinator.
I do know that back when we were in secondary school,
I like to sometimes wait till the last moment to get things done.
The thing that irritated him was the decisions I made around the friends that I chose.
Talk about a time they really came through for you.
It's a few times.
When my wife and I were journeying across the US and Canada.
Specific to the same scenarios. I did a lot of sports in school.
McKenzie and his wife, they gifted us with two phones that came with unlimited internet and unlimited talk time.
So I did track and field and I did basketball in particular. And there was a time I had to go to a major school track event.
The ability as well to know that we could call on them wherever we were, in whatever situation. Yeah, McKenzie is that type of person.
And Angel took off of school to come support me while I ran.
Now, he doesn't come across as the person who says it like, hey, you can call me and checks in every hour or every day. No, he's not that person. But I had every assurance from our relationship that is the individual I can call.
Have you ever had a fight?
Nothing major. Maybe we did.
I don't remember having a huge fight with McKenzie. Probably because we fight a lot.
It just don't remember if we've ever had one that was extended over time.
So many of our conversations carry constructive criticism, and I think that's one of the great things about our relationship. It's understood. It's not if you have this argument, that's it. It's just how we speak.
Give an example of your shared language, the sort of stuff that only you get.
We speak English. I mean,
probably go on, that may seem funny, memories, just like school memories, competitive times.
Catchphrases. Angel likes to say champion. So when he introduces myself, he'll say, hey, what's up, champion?
Things that two of us experienced, past relationships with girls. He may remember my not-so-good relationships, and I may remember his not-so-good relationships.
And I like saying bruv.
What do you envy about them?
I envy his strength and agility.
I wish I can be a student of books like Angel. I like researching information. I just, for some reason, don't like reading as much. I know Angel actually reads a lot.
What have they done that has surprised you?
The thing that surprises me the most about Mackenzie is his goal of going after becoming a pilot.
There's two things that he did. Number one is he said that he was going to do 1,200 conversations. I think he said 3 months. Well, that's a huge goal, even down to the last day, but he made it happen. Secondly, him and his wife, Amanda, embarked on a trip across the United States. I have lived in the United States for a really long time, and there are places that Angel has been that I have never been to. And that really surprised me, because there are people who spend their entire lives in a particular country or environment, and they've never ventured out to see the perspective of someone else.
When are they at their happiest?
He's the happiest when he's winning, of course.
First and foremost, when he's with his wife and kids. And secondly, when he is in his teaching moments, when he is sharing with people in terms of goal setting, things that he has learned along the way.
If they were a food, what food would they be?
I'm not sure why spaghetti and meatballs come to mind. And I'm vegetarian.
A mango.
Is there anything you've always wanted to apologize to them for or to explain, but have never got round to it?
When I left Trinidad and Tobago to come to the United States, I told him I would get him a pair of sneakers.
The one thing I would apologize for is not being on the side of the fence of the person who was supporting him when he said to me that he wanted to become a pilot. Instead, I was that person who said, hey, you should drop the bar, you should look lower as to what you can do as an individual from the Caribbean, as an individual from a third world country, is what I said.
I did eventually buy the sneakers because he reminded me, but I want to apologize for forgetting that I made a promise that I would have gotten him a fresh pair of sneakers.
Mackenzie, I really do apologize for being that person who did not believe to the point of saying, hey, I believe you can do this, because today I am very much a believer of what you set out to accomplish, you accomplish.
If they suddenly disappeared from this world, what is the one thing that you would lose that you cannot get anywhere else?
Someone who's seen my development, apart from my family, not even my wife, knows me going back to where Angel and I developed our friendship from.
The thing that I would immediately lose is someone that I can be me without needing to look or sound any specific way.
Remember, we weren't buddies at the start. We were actually enemies. So we've seen through each other, like, the dislikes and also why we liked each other growing up. And we've stayed friends for quite a long time.
I would lose the ability to have a conversation where who I am and who he is neutral to everything.
And if Angel were to disappear, I'd probably lose someone who I still could, like, share some of my deepest thoughts and expressions with.
It's It's the trust factor. It's everything.
Before anyone else heard the answers to the questions, the friends got a chance to listen to each other and to react.
I was amazed at how similar our answers were.
For me, it was amazing. I mean, a tear probably just scratched my eye, you know, nothing rolled down the cheek. But it was tremendously fascinating to hear how our stories synchronized.
My sentiments very much the same to yours. I'm listening to the answers and it's almost like we're still in secondary school talking about the same thing.
Yeah, it was funny. I think too, for me, I really ran over the concept of you becoming a pilot. And every time I'm on Prince of Wales Street, I just remember that conversation we had walking up that street.
You gonna become a pilot? And I'll never forget me getting into the taxi and I said, he was like, "You'll buy sneakers for me, right?" And I was like,
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Friendship File. Search for us on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast app you use, and please subscribe, rate, review, and share. Visit thefriendshipfile.com to find out more and to see pictures of the friends. And if you'd like to get in touch, especially if you and a friend would like to take part in a future episode, then email hello@thefriendshipfile.com. The music is by James Lancaster, who is one half of Wokring, and you can find them on Spotify or Apple Music. The Friendship File is a Podcart production. Till next time, goodbye.